Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.
Today, we're catching up with one of South Africa's brightest comedy talents, the hilarious and multi-award-winning Vafa Naragi. Born in Mahikeng, my hometown, to Persian parents. I love it. Vafa went from being a UCT structural engineer to becoming one of the country's most funniest people, okay? He has performed everywhere from Cape Town to Kenya, Europe, and even at the Paris Olympic showcase for Team South Africa. Known for his sharp wit, clean humor, and ability to connect across cultures like proper. He's on a mission to unite South Africans through laughter, reminding us that there's more that connects us than what divides us. Vafa, welcome. I'm so excited you're here. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Carol. I'm so excited to be here. Finally.
Is it your first show in Durban or it's your first time obviously coming on the show?
What do you mean, first radio interview?
No, well, your show. You got a show now on Friday.
Yes.
Is it one of your first shows in Durban?
No. I don't think people know this, but I had my first ever time I got onto stage was in Durban.
Oh, wow.
This was 7 years ago. Yeah. I just happened to work in construction, and I was here around that time, and then I got onto stage over here for the first time.
So Durban
is actually very significant in my journey.
People
don't know that.
Okay, please tell us. We need to know. Durbanites, we like to know that is ours, so we can fight the rest and say, listen, that's our talent.
Yes, yeah,
so,
but it is counterintuitive because people think I'm Indian, but
yes.
I'm not Indian.
Okay.
So people always assume that I'm from Durban.
Okay.
But I'm not. No, I'm from Mafikeng.
You're from Mafikeng?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I started here seven years ago.
Yeah.
There's a guy called a comedian here called Carvin Goldstone.
Oh, he's friend of the show. Carvin was here with his kid the other day. Carvin comes all the time. We love Carvin.
Amazing. So he gave me my first spot. It didn't go so well.
Yeah.
That first
Where
time.
Where was it? Do you remember?
It was on I think some place called Lucky's Bar.
Okay.
I think it's on Windermere Road.
Okay.
In
so
town.
You weren't so lucky on Lucky's Bar.
No. I planned everything out. I told people, like, I had written in my script, at this point people are gonna stand and applause. And then I was like, let me give them 3 seconds for them to stand and applause. And then my next line after that is like, guys, please sit down. I need to finish my set. I was so committed to my set that I just carried on reading it.
Right.
So I was like, guys, sit down. Everybody was sitting down. They're like, what is going on here? Is this guy fine?
Is he okay? Is he all connected?
So I had, I think end of 2017, beginning of 2018.
Yeah.
That was the first time I got onto stage. And then I've the first time I ever decided to do like an hour was in Durban.
Oh, wow.
It was random as well. Like Carvin was just like, just do it.
Just do it.
Just start it. What are you
That's
waiting
Carvin.
For?
You know, Carvin got me to also get on stage and do comedy.
Uh-huh.
He was like, now you'll
how
be fine.
How is that going?
I know. You guys, I respect.
So he doesn't get it right all the time, but... but like Carvin's a good guy.
Yeah. So you were still saying you got on the stage. So I was set.
Yeah. So I also managed to first time I did more than an hour was here in Durban.
Yeah.
Just randomly, I decided to come to because I'm not sure how many people are more familiar with my work, say around Joburg, Cape Town.
Yes.
Still, people are familiar here in Durban.
Yeah.
But somehow it's just been like, it's just been a really like welcoming space for me to come and do my thing.
Yeah.
So this is the first time I'm bringing my show here.
My tour.
I've come before and that bits and parts of it, but like this is part of the tour. So this is really special for me to come.
Oh.
Almost to my home of comedy.
Right. Your home of comedy. I love that. So the show is on Friday.
Yes.
At 8 p.m. At Sibaya, right?
Exactly, the Izulu Theatre.
Yeah, in the Izulu Theatre. Tickets are 120 Rand from Web Tickets. What a wonderful way to spend your Friday night. Whenever I do comedy, it's always dinner with a fori, and then we're nice and full so that when we go to the comedy, we can laugh nicely.
How can you laugh if you're full?
Ah, it's very nice. You are
full.
You're
not
going to
sleep.
No, you must eat enough. You mustn't overeat. The concept is not overeat.
No, that jollof rice. Yeah.
Not jollof rice. The show is called Becoming South African. One thing I love about your comedy, like when I saw that you were coming, I said, Rory, please, we have to have him in studio. What I love
Rory's also a good friend of mine.
There we go. I said, please find him and get him in studio. And here you are. But what I love about your comedy is how you cross cultural barriers. Like you speak Setswana. I can see you have inferences for Zulu as well. I'm not sure if you're fluent in isiZulu. And what other languages do you speak? Because
I spent about 4 years in construction.
Yes.
I was a construction worker before.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, no, well, working in construction.
Okay. I know you're a structural engineer.
And yes. And then I spent a lot of time in the Eastern Cape. So
okay.
East Osa. I can like...
You hear?
Fairly proficient.
So we can't gossip. Like,
yes. Okay. So then and then that's very similar to Zulu.
Yeah.
So at least you can get away.
Okay.
But Zulu people are very particular about this is how. Ebafo.
Yes.
Mfethu.
Mfethu. I love how you say Mfethu. And it's just how you say it, right? I absolutely love that. Now, the pivot from being a structural engineer to now making people laugh. I mean, were your parents like, no.
No, they welcomed it.
Yeah?
They were like, yes, go. Don't get an income. Live your life. Don't get married.
Right?
No. No, sometimes you need to try and figure out how creative ways of disappointing your parents. Because sometimes it's not the same just coming back home late at night. Now you want to take it to the next level.
Right.
So, but I think I was fortunate enough that I didn't need to depend on them.
Right.
Like I had savings. I was like, okay, this is my decision. This is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to ask you for money.
Right. And how did you make that decision?
How
did you make that decision from structural engineer to comedy?
No, I was not so happy at work or the work environment. I enjoyed the work contents, but I didn't enjoy the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just wanted, I started off as a hobby. I'd never thought. That still, my mom till today, she's like, oh, so they're paying you for you just to stand there and just like
and
say these
jokes.
Things.
Yeah.
And she's like, why? She's like, why aren't they paying me? Like, you're not even funny.
I love that. Okay. So it was a hobby?
Started off as a hobby. And then I was like, wow, actually, this can be something. And then I left my job. I enrolled in my master's. So that I could have more time to do comedy because I couldn't do it with a 9-to-5.
Right.
So I enrolled in my master's. Luckily, I got a scholarship there. And then I told my parents I'm doing my master's so I can be a better engineer.
Wow.
But like I was actually doing my master's so I could be
more
a better
time.
Comedian.
So you're a comedian with a master's?
Yes, with distinction.
With distinction.
Do we have a proper?
Oh,
or
yes,
I have to just do it myself?
Come, guys. Look at these.
Oh, it's a manual.
It's manual. <Come. laughs> For those of you joining us wondering who am I talking to, I'm talking to Vafa Naragi. He is hilarious, multi-talented, multi-winning comedian. And of course, coming from a UCT structural engineer background, and now we find out he's got an MBA, honey, with distinctions. Cum laude, ne?
Masters, not MBA.
Oh, Masters in?
But I don't mind
masters
that
in command.
Honorary one, DUT, if you're listening, I'm available.
What did you do your Masters in?
Structural engineering.
Wow.
So I did civil engineering in my undergrad and then structural engineering.
Oh, look at you, shining like a structural engineer diamond.
I used to actually work here behind Mtlanga.
Wait.
I was designing things.
Okay.
It's a company called RHDHV.
Okay.
They were one of the companies that I worked for about a year for.
Wow.
And they were behind. So I was
designing. And your colleagues and people you've left behind, can they believe that today you're traveling the world on stages telling jokes?
No, sometimes they message me and they're like, is it you or somebody else is impersonating you?
Oh,
they're
wow.
Like, you couldn't have been. They're like, you weren't even funny. I was like, Hibana. Okay. Like, people just find ways to just break you.
Right.
If it's not your parents, it's somebody else. Heal. South Africa, heal.
So, Friday night show, for those of you who've tuned in, Becoming South African is the show. It's happening 8 p.m. Friday night at Sibaya Izulu Theatre. Tickets from 120 Rand at Web Tickets. And of course, you can follow Vafa at Vafa Africa. And you can see everything. You did a beautiful skit, literally laughing at the... I wouldn't say the iconic spots of Durban and what makes Durban so different, right?
Yes. Actually, that video was so long. It was like 2.5 minutes long. I had to cut it out. I took out like a minute's worth of stuff. And then I was just like, I don't want to because like, you know, social media people that tend to spend it. But it was so fun to do that one.
Yeah.
And I just love how they're just like this. There's just so many different sides to Durban.
Yeah.
So, like...
What's your favorite side?
I don't know. Like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Everything. I love the people. I love also the different groups of people.
Yeah.
So, I love the food.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much mixture between the food.
Yeah.
So, even if you had a chisanyama, then you've got... what do you call them? Shatini.
Okay.
The Do you even know, Caroline?
No, I'm just like, okay. What is mshatini?
It's like the tomato relish thingy.
Aha.
With, and then it's got some chili. It's like more spicy. Yeah, very spicier than what it is in, yes, in Joburg.
Okay.
And then, so you can see with the Zulu, there's even an Indian influence in the Zulu. So it's just like...
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so, that's one thing I love as well as the food here.
And then you go to different parts of town or different spaces, and it's like a totally different place altogether. Which is really nice to see. And then it's also really nice to see what I said this during when I was working here, that you almost have like a sort of like equitable amount of people from different races in the same class.
Right.
Where in Joburg or in Cape Town, it may just be predominantly one set of people that are
in a certain class.
Gotcha. Over here, so nobody, when you go to a restaurant here and you want to walk in and you want to have a table, nobody's like, ish, can you afford? They'll be like, yes, here's a table. Like, because anybody can have money here.
Right.
Anybody can have money in Durban.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I mean, when I drive around with my Lamborghini, I get those stares sometimes.
Are you talking about that Haval that looks like that Haval H6?
I wish I had.
The baby Urus.
The baby Urus. Becoming South African, what can we expect at the show on Friday? Can we bring families? Who can come? Like, we want to know.
Everybody can come. Everybody can come. So even kids under 18 are welcome, more than welcome. The only thing I worry about is just attention spans. But yes, people are welcome. It's gonna be an incredible journey. I think it's a perspective that you wouldn't have heard before.
Yeah.
There's no way you would have heard that before.
Yeah.
Trust me. And then it's just going to like open up your mind. It's going to be hilarious. There's storytelling in it. There's like stories that you wouldn't think would exist in South Africa.
Yeah.
But also in all of the ridiculousness, all of these stories do find places and how they relate to every South African in their lives. So those are. It's a journey of identity. It's a journey of belonging. It's a journey of fitting in and making things work.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for the Durban show. I really can't wait. I can't wait to see the faces.
Yes.
In the crowd and being able to connect to everybody at the same time. So it's really going to be incredible. I really hope that as much people as possible can make it out to the show.
I love it. It's happening on Friday, everybody, 8 p.m. Friday night at Sibaya Izulu Theatre. Tickets from 120 at Web Tickets. The show is called Becoming South Africa. Vafa, it's been amazing. I've been wanting to meet you for a long time, and it's awesome that I met you in the flesh, got a chat to you, find out more about you, and of course the commonality between the two of us is being born in Mafikeng. Where were you born, by the way?
No, I was born in Pretoria.
Oh, you're
so
born in Pretoria.
My parents were staying in Mabopane at the time.
Uh-huh.
So I was born in Pretoria, but I moved to Mafikeng when I was 6.
Uh-huh.
So I was socially pretty much, I can't remember too much about Pretoria, but but then I moved there when I was really young.
Okay.
But also it's so good to see that there are more than one successful people from Mafikeng.
Oh, well,
so
there's many of us.
Well done.
Kulichana Bonang, must I carry on? Vafa Naragi, thank you so much.
Carol Ofori, KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.